From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Violence erupted for a second night in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, where marchers filled the streets to protest another fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The city said one person was shot dead during the protest, but that the individual was killed by another civilian. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd. The mayor of Charlotte is appealing for calm and that protests be peaceful. The uproar stems from a black Charlotte policeman fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car, but witnesses say he was unarmed and had his hands in the air when he was shot. His killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton joined the family of Terrence Crutcher on Wednesday.
Clearly, this is an outrage. Let's look at the video.
Absolutely.
We saw his hands up.
Absolutely.
We didn't see what was in a car.
No.
And it has nothing to do
nothing with
the actions taken,
right,
because the officers couldn't see what was in a car.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to be intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted, "The situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic." This is VOA News. If the deteriorating ceasefire in Syria is to be salvaged, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry suggested to a high-level meeting at the U.N. Security Council that a sort of no-fly zone has to be in place.
So I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft flying in those key areas in order to de-escalate the situation and give a chance for humanitarian assistance to flow unimpeded.
Kerry did not single out Russian or Syrian planes, which have been blamed for deadly attacks on civilians during the Syrian war, and is suspected of having a role in the attacks on the humanitarian convoy this week, which killed more than a dozen people. Kerry said his proposal would apply to all aircraft in specified areas of Syria, including planes flown by the United States and its coalition partners. A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or artillery shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq and may have contained a mustard agent. An official said no one was hurt in Tuesday's attack at Kiara West Air Base, but several hundred U.S. troops were on the base at the time. The U.S. Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, asking for the public's help and locating two men who allegedly found a piece of luggage on a New York sidewalk that contained an explosive device that may have been tied to Saturday's suspect in the bombings in New York and New Jersey. The suspect, Ahmad Khan Rahami, faces multiple federal charges, including use of a weapon of mass destruction. U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton clashing over which one could improve the plight of low-income residents in the country's inner cities. Clinton says if one of her priorities will be to increase the economic growth, that's strong, fair, and lasting.
Whether they can participate in our economy and lead rich, full lives that are as healthy and productive as possible is a reflection on us as a country. And right now, in too many ways, we are falling short.
Meantime, Donald Trump also promises to reverse the economic fortunes of people in the inner city, but he is taking criticism for saying life in the nation's poverty-ridden cities is the worst ever. U.S. economic officials held the key interest rate steady at a near-record low level on Wednesday, but said the case of raising rates has strengthened. Many experts interpret that as a signal the U.S. Federal Reserve may boost interest rates in December. Central bankers use low interest rates like an accelerated pedal to boost economic growth, and higher interest rates like a brake to keep the economy from crashing into high inflation or unrealistic stock values. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.